Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. When you think about coaching in today's world, we're hearing things about artificial intelligence. We promote artificial intelligence. You hear about coaching automation. We promote coaching automation. You hear about leadership coaching. We promote leadership coaching. Yet there's one fundamental thing we do not talk about, and that is self-coaching. And I just gave a presentation. My degree at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, I completed half my master's, and it's with an emphasis on self-directed learning. And when you think about self-coaching, really being honest, asking yourself questions. It sounds dumb, right? Think about self-coaching. Like, what did I accomplish today? What could I have improved? What did I learn? You know, what feedback do I need to ask for? It starts with asking yourself questions. Here's the problem with self-coaching, yet here's the value of self-coaching. We have barriers. I'm going to give you the most fundamental example. When I would work with sales teams, and I used to do sales training many years ago, I hated it because the wall in front of a salesperson, not all salesperson people, I'm a salesperson, yet what we have in front of us is this wall. And it's resistance. I don't want to look at things that make me aware of my inadequacies. You know why? Because sales is tough enough, and it is. It's filled with a lot of rejection, a lot of no's. So when you think about coaching, and you think about the number one thing that people lack, and that's self-awareness. Tasha Yurick's got a great book, Insights, New York Times bestseller. She's a PhD industrial psychologist. And she said, in her survey, 95% of the people said, yes, I'm highly self-aware. When she tested them, only 10% were. That means 85% of us are fooling ourselves. We all have blind spots. So when we get feedback, what do? We typically have an emotional response of dismissing that feedback because we don't agree with it. We don't open ourselves up. That's why self-coaching can be powerful. So when I was doing this presentation, I had an executive say to me, he said, but what if somebody doesn't want to do this? This sounds great in theory. I said, you're right. We can be our greatest advocate or our greatest enemy. And he stopped and he said, wow, okay, what do you mean? I said, well, take someone with a negative attitude. I contend deep down, if they really had a thoughtful conversation with themselves, they know they exhibit that negative attitude. But when was the last time someone knocked on your door and said, boss, I'm going to kind of undermine you this week, and I'm going to really talk behind my teammates' backs? The whole room started to laugh. And I said, I know it's humorous, but think about what I just said. Do people really do that? They don't want to admit it. They don't want to have that conversation. They sure as heck don't want to be told that they have a negative attitude. When was the last time you told somebody you have a negative attitude? That person goes, hey, thank you. I was wondering what my problem was. No. They nod and they can't wait for that conversation to be over. What's at the forefront of that? Self-awareness. The ability to be honest with yourself. Now, let me give you another parallel. During the pandemic, something magical happened to our company. I had been using Zoom for years, and I knew about breakout rooms. All of a sudden, people became more inclined to do practice and coaching sessions if I put them in a breakout room versus in a workshop with 30 other people. Why? Why? Because they're not within earshot of their boss or their boss's boss. It's a much more comfortable place. Why? It's private. That's what self-coaching provides. What we have to do is frame out self-coaching. We have to give people questions to ask themselves and for lack of better description, record and or journal, and then really give them time to reflect. And through time, People can become honest with themselves. Yet in the moment, we have triggers, well-built resistance triggers made of steel. You got a negative attitude. Could you give me a situation? We don't want a situation. We want something we can rebuttal so we can make that feedback go away. That way I don't have to look at myself. So think about structuring a self-coaching system. Here are three questions I'd love to have you adopt. What are two things you do that you think you do really, really well? Have that person ask themselves that. Give them those questions. And where do you feel like you have two opportunities to improve as it relates to your job and or something that would position you for success in the future? Number three, what are two things that you're learning about yourself you're really proud of? Now, somebody might contend, come on, those are softball questions. They are. What we tend to do is see things that we want to correct and fix, and we go after them. I'm not saying that's wrong. What I'm saying is you want to build momentum. Start with the good things. Use words like opportunity, not feedback. Use things like perspectives to elevate yourself versus words like weakness. Then it helps the person start a conversation with themselves, which can gain momentum, not only for them to coach, self-coach themselves, yet also to receive coaching. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.